Y'all got, y'all hear what I'm saying? I can't get mad and fly off the handle and say, God, I'm gonna do, no, his love. I'm his inheritor. I have to do what he tells me to do. I can't get up here and preach and do and say what I think I ought to say and what I got to say. What do you want to say, Lord? I'm your inheritor. You tell me what to do. Then the power flow. But I can get up here and do it. But you notice the power get cut off and nothing happened. No revelation come forth. No healing manifest. No truth of God word be imparted, embedded into your life. You just been in church and that's it. Go back home. Say, I should have stayed at home. But when that truth gets in your spirit, when you are in a marriage, when you're on a job, when you're working for a company, and you realize God had given you instruction how to work for that person, how to be a husband, how to be a wife, how to be a person that's in charge because you're his inheritor. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I don't have the right to take my life and do what I want to do when I am his inheritor. So I have to check in with him. Said, this is what you want me to do. This is the job you want me to be on. This is the church you want me to go to. This is a relationship you want me to be in. This. Am I communicating? What happened? Then I began to understand the kingdom. I have light of the kingdom. And I know, I said I'm going to close this one. I'm going to have to come back, but I'm just doing this. And then we'll close. I'm going to read the Amplified. We can do this. Matthew 6:33 Amplified. Matthew 6:33 Amplified. And this is what we're going to close right here. Because it's 8 o'clock. 8:01. But first and most importantly, this, okay. But first and most importantly, seek, aim it, strive after. Who? His kingdom. And what? And his righteousness. Then I know how to yield to the Holy Spirit. I know how to be led by the Spirit. I know how to operate in the power and the authority that he had given me. Because I am his inheritance. I belong to him. He tells me what to do. And then I do it the way he says to do it. Then my life will be successful in my walk of faith. And that's where the enemy won't be able to bring his darkness, to bring frustration and confusion. And I'll be throwing at my hand, God, I don't know what to do. Amen. Now, light shine, I see what to do. Because his light is, his spirit is leading me, his light is shining, and he's directing me, and I know what to do. Because I sought what? First thing I did, I sought the kingdom of God, where the most important. He's the first and most important. Seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness. His way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God. And all these things will be given to you beside. And then the pastor said, then all these lesser important things will be given to you in abundance. You notice how it said less important. And I think that's what when we understand the kingdom, we know what's more, what's important, what to put first. Find out God's way of doing things. That's why he brought light. That's why he wants you to have revelation of the kingdom, to find out his way. Then I'm not able to do in a marriage like I want, my flesh want to do. I'm going to be loving. I'm going to be responsible. I'm going to be committed to my wife, to my family. Hello? On my job, I can't go on that job and just run the bathroom like the rest of folks do and try to steal minutes and stuff like that. I'm not able to do that. I'm going to give that man what? That man or that company a full day's work. If they say 8 hours, I'm going to give them what?
8 hours.
Hello? I'm not going to join a church and be a sometime attender and a half giver. Because I can't do like that. He said, be faithful. We're going to cover all this. I'm going to stop right here. We're going to talk about all these things. We're going to find out about walking in the light. Some of these things we already know, but we need to get them in our spirits, don't we? And we won't be so quick to grumble when the Lord says something. Some of us, not all of us, but there's been some people. Y'all ought to know when you grumble, the Lord going to talk to us about it. Y'all ought to know that.
Amen.
Just because I wasn't there don't mean I don't know it. Just because I'm not just pointing it out don't mean I don't know it. I want to give you an opportunity to grow up. Hello, somebody. We know, listen, I don't know everything, but I know everything the Spirit of God tells me. I may not talk about it, but that's why he's talking now, so you can get some light, so people won't keep doing stuff like that. You know what it does? It hinders the flow of the power of God. It hinders your walk of faith with God each day. Stuff you ought to be enjoying and receiving and walking in. But because of what you've done, Satan tried. That's why he tried to pull that stuff off in your life, to keep you in a place where you won't be successful. You hinder your progress. So don't participate with that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Simple but profound. What the fire stone said, this is where the rubber meets the road. Stand up, everyone. Hallelujah. Father, hallelujah. We treasure these marvelous, awesome truths of your word, the revelation that's flowing in our hearts. Thank you for the raining of your spirit that's pouring on us. Not a stormy like rain, but a soaking rain. That it getting deep in our spirits. That we get past ourselves, we get past what the enemy have said and all this other stuff, this natural side of life won't get in our way. That we believe you above anything and everything and any situation. We won't let none of that talk louder than your word. That we draw our attention away from you and start looking at it. Thank you for your blessing. Father, I speak blessing on your people.
Amen.
That they will overflow in their lives. Overflow, because you have blessed us. Now release them. Their hearts will open, that revelation word, truth of your word will penetrate our being. Deep inside of us, embedded in our spirits, like we have never had it, that we know we are not here to take sides, we're here to take over. So, Father, we thank you for hurting people coming to a place of true revelation of your word. They won't let problem draw them away, but your spirit continues to draw us to you closer and closer each and every day. Thank you. Thank you that every need is supplied. In the name of Jesus.